Mawath Inayat works for Islamic Relief in Libya, and he told me earlier what conditions were like there.
There's no water supply. Some water trucks are coming. The constant power cuts in the electricity. This is creating a bit of a problem in the city, especially with communication, because there's no phone lines are working if the electricity is off. The other thing is a huge need for fuel. There's a lack of fuel. We've noticed that some people have asked for medicine. However, when you check in hospitals, especially the main hospitals, they confirm that they have this in the stock. So they still have some supplies.
We're hearing as well today that nearly £1 billion of Libyan money being held in UK banks is being freed up to provide aid over there. Are you confident that the money will be used wisely, will be spent responsibly?
Well, I hope it will be used reasonably, because also there's a lack of organization, which is creating a bit of a mess, I would say. But what's happening, we noticed that the NCC and the people in charge are trying to organize this. They are trying to get things under control.
A week ago or so, we were talking about the number of migrant workers that were in Libya. There are thousands, we understand, from Bangladesh in particular. Are you finding that you're having to help people from Bangladesh to get back home?
Yeah, sure. We've done this already previously, and we have supported in repatriating the migrant workers back home. And of course, we are willing if they want to go back home and they don't want to stay in Tripoli or in Libya anymore, we still can support in this.
The sound of Asian Britain.
Are you ready?